Remember Cambridge Analytica? It's going out of business. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. Cambridge Analytica, the UK-based political consulting firm at the center of the recent privacy scandal at Facebook, is filing for bankruptcy. It says it'll shut down entirely. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra has more.
As a quick refresher, Cambridge Analytica is funded by the big conservative donors, Robert and Rebecca Mercer, and it's done political consulting for a bunch of Republican candidates, including President Trump. It's worked with clients to predict and influence people's behavior using data. And this year, we learned that it misused data gathered about Facebook users through a personality quiz. Now Cambridge Analytica says its reputation has been too badly damaged by the scandal to go on. It said the media coverage has driven away almost all of its suppliers and clients. But the company doesn't actually admit to wrongdoing. It said it's been vilified for activities that are legal and widely accepted in its industry.
Thanks, Marielle. It is not a household name in the U.S., not yet anyway, but Xiaomi is a Chinese smartphone maker and one of the largest in the world. It's launching an initial public offering in Hong Kong, looking to raise as much as $10 billion in fundraising. That would make it the third largest tech IPO ever. The BBC's Sarah Toms.
Xiaomi burst onto the smartphone scene 8 years ago and quickly became known as the Apple of China. At one point, it was considered the world's most valuable company. But in recent years, Xiaomi has struggled as new Chinese rivals like Oppo and Vivo emerge. It swung to a huge loss in 2017, but sales are now rebounding. Smartphone sales are particularly strong in India, where Xiaomi is vying with Samsung for the top spot. Xiaomi's share sale is expected to draw strong demand. In fact, some analysts say Xiaomi's initial public offering could see the business valued around $100 billion. If it is, that would make the company more of a Chinese phoenix, turning around its once ashen fortunes.
The BBC's Sarah Toms. And let's do the numbers. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up in the 0.2% range, with the Dow future up 46 points. McDonald's is undergoing one of the most significant transformations in its history. Those are the words of McDonald's CEO Steve Easterbrook in an earnings call yesterday. One of the most noticeable changes will be not to the food, but how you order it. From WESA in Pittsburgh, Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
Ordering a burger from a real person may be a thing of the past in McDonald's future. The fast food restaurant plans to install touchscreen technology ordering kiosks at thousands of locations this year. Food analyst Darren Tristano says restaurants don't want to increase wages for workers, and there aren't enough of them out there. That's led chains towards automation.
The labor pool is shrinking, so the good workers have found jobs elsewhere, many of which earning above $10 an hour pay.
The changes being made by McDonald's are in line with other restaurants competing to keep customers, like offering healthier menus and changing decor and uniforms. Dipanjan Chatterjee, a marketing expert with Forrester Research, says with so many quick service food options, people often like what's tried and true. On the other hand, the downside of familiarity
is that it breeds contempt. And if nothing else, in the fast food world, it breeds boredom. So sometimes you have to mix things up.
And that may mean adding tech to the fries and shakes. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
Graduation season is just around the corner, and that means a lot of college students are furiously applying for jobs. Now, one might imagine that the students with the highest grades would have the best odds at getting interviews. But a new study from Ohio State University suggests that might not be the case for women. From the IdeaStream newsroom in Cleveland, Adrian Ma explains.
In college, women generally get better grades than their male peers. But does that mean they're more likely to get a job interview? To answer that question, Ohio State Assistant Professor Natasha Quadlin devised an experiment. She applied to over 1,000 entry-level jobs around the country using resumes that were basically the same, except for the applicant's gender.
And so what I found is that for men, GPA didn't really matter that much.
So a guy with a 2.5 average was almost as likely to get a callback as one with a 3.9.
For women, however, there was this really intriguing pattern. If they had A's or A minuses as the grade point average, they tended to be called back less.
Half as many callbacks as the men. And get this, the difference was even greater for math majors.
It's surprising and it's not.
Nora Barnes is a junior at Notre Dame College in Ohio. Her GPA, 4.0. According to the study, math majors like her were 3 times less likely to get a callback than a man with the same grades.
That, like, hurts a little bit. I don't want that because I've worked really hard. And I want, when I go into a job, I would just hope that my accomplishments and how hard I worked spoke louder on my resume than if I was a female or male.
In a follow-up to the study, a survey of 260 hiring managers found that female applicants were more likely to be described as, quote, likable if they had moderate grades. But Andy Challenger with the outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says many companies are eager to hire high-achieving women, especially in so-called STEM fields like tech and engineering.
Women graduating with these STEM degrees are coming into a really good market where they're going to be really highly valued.
And gender bias? Evelyn Gates, who's a physicist and former head of Cleveland's Natural History Museum, says women entering the workforce should be aware of it.
But for the most part, I hope they forget about it. The burden is not on the young women to change. It really is on the rest of us making decisions to change.
The study's published in the American Sociological Review. In Cleveland, I'm Adrian Ma for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.